All right. So last time we had finished with a question on Mem Ahmed Bey's and Ksuvos in trying to understand the Svara, the Gemara that suggests for why the father, why the Av would be Zocha, the Boshes, the Pagam, from the... In the case where you have, in the case of a Na'ara, right? In the case of a Na'ara, who is a Mafuta, the Gemara wants to know, why is it so obvious? The Gemara wants to know, why is it so obvious that the Av gets the Boshes and the Pagam in lieu of the daughter? The Gemara wants to know, where does that come from? So the Gemara suggests a couple of possibilities for a Limud, rejects those, and then the Gemara says, really, Mistavra, Davia Havi, Diboy Mosalom Lenovo Mukeshchin. So then the Gemara settles on, no, it's really Misvara that the Boshes and the Nezek go to the Av in the case of Mefata, being Mefata the Nara. So the Gemara says, what's that mean? Because the Av could give her to a Menovo Mukeshchin. So Rashi says, Ella Mistavra, he says, De Boshes de Pagam de Avhavya, Shar Biado Levaisha, Beboshes Beila, Ula Pugma, Bepagam Beila. So Rashi says, because the father himself could be Mavayish her, or could be Pogam her, via Bia himself. How? De E boy, Moser law, Lakacha Babia, Lamanuvo Mukishchin. He could give her in a kedushin of bia to a manuvel mukeshchin, and so Rashi says because we know the Mishnah says ha'av zocha bebito bekedushin bebito bekedushin because of shtar bebia v'kevin the biad galito mamon lepogma levaisha boshesu hasha hashta of sadi hide the pogma. So he says that we know that he can be mekadesh her. Right, the Mishnah says that he can take mamon and he can be mekadesher to a manuvel mukeshchin, and since he could take money for this, this busha now that she has by being mefat, in the case where someone is mefata her, so that is a hefsid, Rashi says that's considered a hefsid. Okay, so what Rashi is sort of so. The commodification of that, there's two things. The Gemara is saying, this girl was seduced. That is a Nezek and a Boshes to her. The father gets it. Okay, why? The father gets it because he could do something, he could orchestrate something to happen to her that would be a Busha and a Nezek to her that he would get money from. So Rav Moshe explained, how does this commodified? Well, because if he marries her to a Mukeshchin, it's going to end in a day, so basically he's selling her for Bia. Okay, so Rav Moshe explained where that sort of hefsid is coming from, the idea of a hefsid, because there's mamon here. But still, it doesn't explain how these things are related. So he could orchestrate something that could embarrass her through Bia, and that's legit. So because he could orchestrate something that could embarrass her through Bia, that means that whenever she's embarrassed through Bia, he gets the money for that? What's the relationship? If you're going to call it a schus, what does my ability to orchestrate an injury have to do with me being zochen any injury that happens to you? If I could orchestrate something happening to you, that doesn't mean that if someone else hurts you, I get the money, right? So Rashi sort of explains what the hefsid is. Rashi suggests there's a hefsid because he could do this, but it's not as if, and I could understand if you said, listen, the issue is he's going to lose money on Kedushin if this happens because whatever. There's some trickle-down effect to money that he would have. So really he loses money because of this scenario. But that's not really what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that because he could have been Mavayish her with Bia, this boshes of Bia is considered a hefsid to him. Now, in what way is he mafsid vis-a-vis boshes? In other words, that is kind of what Rashi is saying. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. It says, Bushazu hashta of sade hide the pagma. I mean, it's just not clear what the hefsid is. You know, I understand that there is, we're going to say that there's a schus here. How that schus translates into a schus of every time this happens to her in this arena, he gets the money, and where exactly the hefsid is not so clear to me. So then, the whole notion of because you could do this to someone, you have a schus if it's done to them, reminded me of that Gemara, of the Gemara that we did, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, on the Gemara on Pei Zion, Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, the Gemara is considering, in a straight case of a Chavala, forget Mafata, forget seducing her, but in a straight case of Chavala, the Gemara says, HaChovo Bas Ketana Shel Acherem, this is the boy Minei Rabbi Elazar Mirav, Chavala Lami, who do you pay the Nezek to? So the Gemara says, Kevin de Akhtani Rachmana Shevach Nurim La'av, Chavala Nami, right? Maybe because Shevach Nurim, so the Av gets the Nezek. Odilma, and this is the one that I never really understood, and we took it, we explained it more idiomatically, but the Gemara says, Odilma, Shevach Nurim Hu de Akhtani Rachmana, di boy le mimsar la le mukashchin matzi masar. Aval chavala, kiven de'i boy mischavoba lo matzi chaval lo kanye le rachmana. Right? So the Gemara said there's two possibilities. Maybe shevach nurim la'av. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe shevach nurim la'av. Because that includes nezek. Or maybe no, Shevach Nurim doesn't include it. Why not? Because if he wants, he can give her to a Manuvel or a Mukishchin, but he can't be Chovel her. And the suggestion there is that if he could be Chovel her, that would give him a Schus in her Chavala. It seems to be the same logic, right? The Gemara is saying, how far does this go? Why does he get the Kedushin or whatever? The Iboy Lemimser La Lemukishchin Matzi Masar. Right? That's fair. And Rashi, di boy masr la avia le mukashchin, dichsiv, es biti nesati leish hazeh, amo biyado lesita lemi shiyirtsa, hilkach kesef kedushin nami la avia. The kesef kedushin is his because he can do this to her. Because he can give her, he can be mekadesh her to somebody. Right? He could give her to a mukashchin if he wants. Right? He has that control over her. But he can't be chovel her. If he could be chovel her, the implication is he'd get the Nezek. What kind of logic is that? Let's say you could work out a scenario where he could be Chovel her, like, legitimately. Does that mean anytime anyone's Chovel her, he gets the Nezek? Why are those things, there's something missing in the reasoning, in the logic of that. You know, I could do this to you, so if someone else does it to you, I own it? From where would you know that? So I was trying to think of a way to challenge that, to see if that's true. Is this a principle in Mamonus? So the first question you have is this teaching us some new principle in Mamonus? The principle being that if you have some control, if you can inflict something on somebody, legitimately you have a schus in that inflicting that. That means if it's inflicted on them from someone else, you're zocha, whatever is... turns out to be the obligation in Tashlum in there. Is that a principle? So then I was trying to figure out, and I remembered, so there's a case...
You're able to do that, meaning that you're pater?
Meaning that it's mutter, meaning like our case. Yachol litel mamon l'kad she l'mukashchin. Yachol l'chavol. Like any of those cases...
L'chavol, I thought we say no.
Right, but if you could, the implication is you'd get the nezek. Doesn't this Gemara imply, the fact is, lo matzi chavol. But what if it was matzi chavol? What if it were? If it were, does that mean you'd get the money for the chavala? Is the problem here that you can't be chovel her? That seems to be, in other words, we took it idiomatically. That's not what the Gemara means. Yeah. But that is maybe, the Gemara Ksuvos is suggesting that is what the Gemara means. That the ability to do this is what gives you this chus. So I was trying to think of a case where you do have the ability to be chovel, the reshus to be chovel, but you don't have a schus mamon. And there is a case like that.
I mean, it seems that you have... The only reason you don't have a reshus isn't because you don't have a schus mamon, it's because...
No, you don't have reshus because it's usur. It turns out it's usur.
Right.
Rashi says why you don't have reshus.
Yeah,
because it's a, I mean, because it's usur.
It's nothing to do with your reshus, though.
No, but that's why you don't get... In other words, someone else hit your kid. The Gemara wants to know, do you get that nezek?
Right.
The Gemara says, no, you don't get the nezek. You could get kedushin money. You could get, obviously, for one type of chavala, for mefata and for ones, which Tosfos, by the way, in Ksuva says openly is a chavala.
Right.
Okay? In those cases, and I should just while I'm here, I want to make sure that I reference that Tosfos, because if there's any question, oh, maybe this isn't talking about a chavala, it is a chavala, because Tosfos on... The Tosos at the beginning of Metzias Ha'isha, the first Tosos in Bushtuf Gama Shalah, that Tosos says, he says, Aval mi boshes upagam pshita de pater, da afilu chavlu ba achrini havi shalah. Right? And he says, he says, "Da'av eno zochoi bebito beboshes upagam shel chavala ela davka baones umafata kida amrinan ba'achovel." Right? He says he's not zocha with his daughter beboshes upagam and nezek shel chavala ela davka baones umafata. So he's calling that a chavala. He's only zocha. He only gets the boshes and the pagam of a chavala in ones and mafata. So clearly Tosfos holds that ones and mafata, it's not boshes and pagam through a separate schus that he gets it. It's because it's a chavala. So that's samachay amid aleph, divrei machil, bushtuf gamashallah. Okay? So the point is that over here, in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, it suggests that why does he not get the nezek when someone else hits the kid? Forget ones and mafata. When someone is chovel the kid, why doesn't he get it? He says, Kivan, the Gemara says, Kivan, di'i boy mischabal, lo matzi chaval. If he wanted to, he can't hit her. Why not? Rashi says, why not? That's it. You can't hit your kid.
Implication being,
if you could, you would have this chus. You'd get the money. What is that? Where would that come from? Is that a principle in Mamonis? I don't think it's a principle in Mamonis. I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph asked the following question. It's in the Bor Perek. It's not in the Chavala Perek. It's in Hamnia Chesakad. So the Gemara asks this question: Boy mine Rabba Bar Nasan mi Rav Huna. Boy mine Rabba Bar Nasan mi Rav Huna. Hamazik es ishto betashmish hamita mahu. Let's say that you overzealously cohabitate. So the Gemara wants to know, are you chayav nezek to your wife for that? So the Gemara says this, Kevan deberishus ka'avid potter, Odilma iboile liyuni. So do you say that because it was with Rishus, right? They had bia together, it's your wife, it was with Rishus. Apparently happened is, she got hurt in the end, but it was with Rishus, it was bia with Rishus. Or do you say, no, he's chayav to be shomer himself more, he has to be careful. So the Gemara says, Amar le tani suha. Well, we can tell you from a Mishnah. Shelezer reshus lahalech, lezer reshus lahalech. The Mishnah says that in a case when two people are both doing something bereshus, they're putter if something happens, if nezek happens, right? So the Gemara says, Amarava kalvachomer. No. Uma ya'er shezel rishuso nechnas l'rishuso nechnas nasa kamishin nechnas l'rishus chavero v'chayek. I'll tell you, no. Even in a case where two people are there in a forest by rishus, if someone dies accidentally, even though they're by the rishus, right? If one person accidentally kills them, that person's chayev. Zeh shel rishus chavero nechnas. In this case, where the baal is in the rishus of the isha, lo kol shekein, certainly he should be chayev. So then the Gemara says, Elahad kitani shelizeh rishus lahalach ushelizeh ulizeh rishus lach. But what you're going to tell me that the Mishnah says, what about the fact that when two people have rishus to be there, right, your potter? Says, hasam travaihu kahadadi ninhu. Says there, they both sort of are, they're both doing the same thing. They're both there together, right? Like one guy's carrying the board and the other guy's carrying the chavis. They're both there together. Hacha, they're both sort of doing the same thing. Hacha, ihu ka'avid maisa v'hi lo. Here, the man is doing the maisa and the woman is not. Oh, is that true? V'hachsiv v'nichrusu and ha'nefashos ha'osus mikerev amam, meaning that they're both, the man and the woman, are chayev together for the lav, if something happens, something that you're not supposed to do. So then the Gemara says, that doesn't prove that she does a maisa. Hana l'travayu islehu, ihu maisa, hu deka'avid. Ihu maisa, hu deka'avid. So yeah, they both have hana, and that's the lav. But in terms of the maisa, he does the maisa. So the Gemara concludes that since he does the Maisa, he's Chayev the Nezek.
Isn't she the Baal Chavis though?
Forget that part of it. What? Yes, she's not a Baal Chavis. The Nezek is to her body.
I understand, but the Nezek is to the Baal Chavis' barrel.
Yeah, so the Gemara is saying, this Gemara is saying that it wouldn't be like the Mishnah. This would be a case where in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah where you have you have Kado Shelzeh and Koros Karoso Shelzeh, it'd be the guy with the Karoso, I guess, that would be Chayev.
Okay.
But here they're saying that in the Mishnah case they're Potter because they're both Trevaihu, like the Gemara is saying Trevaihu but Kadadi Ninhu. They're like together. They're the same. But here, he's doing the Nezek. Okay? So even though it's Bereshus, he's chayev to pay her.
Right.
Now, if it's true that when you are Matzi Chaval, Bereshus, you're Zocha, so he should be Potter.
Well, he has enough Reshus to be Chovelar.
He has as much Reshus to have this outcome as the Baal has, as the Av has, to be Mavayasher vis-a-vis being Makadasher to a Menuvel Mukeshchin. He can be Makadasher to whoever he wants. Right, well, if it's a Menuvel Mukeshchin, that's Mutter. So therefore, the Boshes is his. I'll tell you, he could be Mazik her Bereshus. He doesn't have to be Miskavin for that, but he can be Miskavin. We know it's Matzi Chavel because here's the case where it's Rishus Kavod, and that's the Gemara's first point. The Gemara wants to know, is he considered a Mazik? So that's the Iboya. If it's Rishus Kavod, is he a Mazik at all? So the Gemara decides he is a Mazik because he's doing the Maisa. But if you want to say that someone who is Mazik, who does something Bereshus, this is Mazik Bereshus. That's the Gemara's whole point, right? The Gemara's whole question is, Kavan de Bereshus Kavod Potter, right? It's Mazik Bereshus. The Gemara says, it's they both have hana. Like the case is not where he assaulted her. The case is they were doing this together, and this is his body, right? This is the case of now. This is considered a chavala. This isn't considered just nezek, right? Because this is a chavala because that's the injury. So the Rishonim want to know: what does he pay? Is it chamisha dvarim? Is it okay? That's separate. But the point is that
The fact that you could orchestrate this, you could make the same argument here and say, listen, since the Baal is able, if he wanted to engage in this activity, and under the right circumstances, she would be injured, and it's berishus. So even if there's nezek, right, that should be his. So therefore, if anyone else injures her in any way, that nezek should be the Baal's. And we know that's not the case, because the Mishnah says, Bushtif gama shalah. And then the machlokas by Boshes, maybe he gets a cut, or maybe by nezek also. But if the argument were that you can orchestrate a case, and the point is, the Gemara Ksuvos orchestrates suggests a very unusual circumstance where a father might sell his daughter for a night, right? And with the outcome that she would be mevayish, that's not why he's doing it. He's doing it for the money, right? He's doing it for the money because he could be mekadesh her for the night. But not because he wants to be pogam her. That's not his kavana. That's just the outcome. So here too, you could have the same thing. The Baal could do the same thing to the Isha. But nobody would ever say, because he's Matzi Chaval, he's Potter. So clearly, to me, that suggests that what is happening in our Gemara is not a new principle in Mamonos. That if you're Matzi, if you can orchestrate a scenario where you're Matzi Chaval somebody else legitimately, then all of the chavala that happens to them, you have a schus in. It's not true, because this is a pretty good evidence that argument doesn't work. So then we have to understand, so locally, what's happening in the case of Mefata and Ones that makes that reasoning, what makes that reasoning truthful over there? And that reasoning is not truthful here. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Understand the taina, like, you could argue with me, is this really Matzi Chaval? I think the point is, the Gemara is saying that this is, the whole case is, the whole question is, Hamazik es ishtu b'tashmi shamita, kevin de bershus ka'avid, mahu. So to me, that is Matzi Chaval. Now, of course, it's not saying you're allowed to be Chaval. But it's saying you can have tashmish where this is a known outcome. Right? And if the principle is that Matzi Chaval is a way to be Zelcha in Chavala, this is a Matzi Chaval.
Okay.
So the argument, if that's true, the Kevin de Bereshus Ka'avid, that argument should give you a Schus, and it doesn't. Now, I understand you could say, well, in that case, in the case of the Isha, it's not really saying Matzi Chaval. It's saying it's Rishus to have Tashmish. That was just an outcome of the Tashmish. But that's the similar thing to, it's Mutter to be Mekadesh to a Menuvel Mukashchin. The outcome is that she is Mevayesh. Now, it's not the outcome every time, but okay, it's not the outcome every time. But at least it's something it's something that's possible. It's something that it's Rishus Ka'avid, and this is a known outcome. Suggesting. Let me say it more.
I would also venture to say that if your intention is to have Bia and injure your wife.
That's not, your intention is not to be Mavayish your daughter.
Really? When you marry her off to...
Your intention is to make money. The fact is, he's a Menuvo Mukashchin, and then the daughter's to someone, you know. So, okay, so then she's Toveya Mamon, or whatever. And then it goes to him. But I'm saying that's not his intent. The Gemara doesn't say that he just is punishing her. It's a money thing. I mean, that's the way Rav Moshe learned it. It's like Eis Nun Zona that's Mutter or something. So, but over here, this is, the point is, and the reason that you have this case is because clearly there's a physical entanglement that happens in this activity where Chavala is not on some level, Chavala is not uncommon. If you were Makbid on Chavala, let's be honest. You know what I mean? If you were Makbid on Chavala, for sure, not, like I said, it's not a perfect, I'm certainly sympathetic with the criticism that it's not a perfect analogy. But I think it is, in a certain way, it's a similar, it would be, you could bring a similar logic to bear in that case to say that if you can orchestrate a scenario, if you can, if you have a scenario in a relationship, if a relationship has a scenario that you could orchestrate where someone could legitimately be chovel someone else berishus, you should be able to say, according to the logic from Ksuvos, that that same nezek or that same boshes, they should have his chosen.
Isn't there a difference between being allowed to be chovel someone,
yeah,
and versus it happening any by accident or happening, and you just don't make the guy pay?
Well, here the point is that I think that you're asking a question of, is this just a case where an accident happened, where something was done
and,
with Rishos?
It was just Rishos, but you just don't make the guy pay for whatever reason. He had Rishos.
Yeah, I mean, that's Mazik Bereshus. There is a sugya of Mazik Bereshus. There's a separate sugya of Mazik Bereshus. Yes. That is a Sikar Ksusi, like if
but
someone
this,
says...
But
that's not this case.
Why is not called Mazik Bereshus?
No, the reason is because this isn't Nezek. It's Chavala. This isn't...
Okay.
This isn't like, I'm giving Rishus to break something. This is, he was Choval her, which is a Lav. Technically. That's an Isser. So here the Gemara is saying... Let's say...
Oh, so you're saying he's not over an Isser here and he's not over an Isser there.
I'm saying that over here, he's Mazik, he's Chovel Bereshus. I'm not sure what the Gemara thinks about the Isser. I imagine there has to be the Isser to be the Tashlumen, according to the way we've always learned. I don't think you can have one without the other. You can't have, because remember, according to Rev... Chanuch, right? He held...
The first one, Chanuch.
Yeah. Okay. According to Rav Fishman, the Tashlume Mamon and the Malkus don't coexist, right? The Tashlume Mamon is the Malkus. It's for the Isser. So anytime you have Tashlume Mamon, there has to be an Isser. Because it's the obverse of the Malkus. So... Yeah, so I'd say, I guess there's an answer here. But the point is that since it was invited, right, since it was done by Rishus, the Gemara wants to know, in that case, do you say he's over the Isser, right? So that's the question. That could be the Iboya. So this was done by Rishus, so do you say he's over an Isser or do you say not? Same thing as do you say he's a Mazik or not? That's fine. But the point is that if you can orchestrate a scenario where this person could do this, the logic of the Gemara Ksuva should say that he is therefore Zocha in the Nezek and the Boshes that comes from this activity. Not from other activities, because the Rashi in Ksuva says that it's the Boshes and the Pagam of Bia that he has a schutzen. It's not like, okay, now the father owns all the Boshes and the Nezek of the daughter. Nope. Doesn't work because Lo Matzi Chavoba. But he owns the Boshes and the Pagam of Bia. So now any Boshes and Pagam of Bia that happens to her, he gets. So now I guess over here, if you wanted to be fair about it, you'd say that he owns the Boshes and the Nezek or whatever. There's no Boshes, by the way, in the case of the Tashmish. Everyone says there's no Boshes. Makes sense. But the Nezek, because he's Matzi Chaval, in that case, because it's Rishus Ka'avid, even though it's still Usser, I'd say he's Potter. That's what I'm saying. You're saying Matzi Chaval, you're saying it's Rishus Ka'avid. That's the whole argument. Do you say Rishus Ka'avid, and therefore he's not over the Lav, so he doesn't have that Tashlumen? Or you say, no, it's Rishus Ka'avid, but he's still over Lav, because Tzarech Liyune. Okay, fine. And then I'll say Rishus Ka'avid, Tzarech Liyune, but he's Putter because Matzi Chaval. And I understand your point is still well taken. That it's not the same as saying you have a right to be to do, to whatever the bia is that leads to that chavala. It's not saying that you're allowed to do that. It's saying you shouldn't do that. But it's reshus ka'avid, that you, that the bia itself. So the Gemara didn't have to say, the argument didn't have to be iboile liyune, if the point was that the nezek, the chavala, was really not with reshus. The Gemara could have said reshus ka'avid the tashmish, but not the chavala. But no, the point is, it's all sort of reshus that he has to do it. Tzarech liyune means he should have been a better shomer, but it's not that what he did was without reshus. He just should have been shomer himself better. Like, that is a little different, I think. And it suggests that this is still considered bereshus, just he did a bad shmira on his guf. You know what I mean? That's what it's sort of saying. Like, everything he did, lamaisa, was mutter. He just should have been shomer his guf better. And therefore, maybe he's still chayev. All right. So, I'm suggesting that the reasoning is localized. So then the question is, what is the reasoning? It doesn't resolve the question. It just sharpens it for one place. What is the reasoning by which we say that, yes, that, exactly. That what? That, shahar biyadu levaisha beboshes bi'ila ulapugma bebekam bi'ila, therefore, kaven de biyadu lito mamon for that, busha zu, of the mafata, is a hefsed in this case of nezek. How do we understand that? That's the question.